Okay, this is Harrow Jord again back with the final part of my thoughts on Site Village. I also looked at another mobile phone solution called Georgie. Again, trying to achieve a similar aim to the Synaptech solution. And this one was marketed or developed by a company called ScreenReader.net. And is distributed by Sight and Sound. I have to say this was the least satisfactory demo that I had during the day for a couple of reasons. A, because the person concerned didn't know their product well enough, or I don't think they did anyway. And secondly, and what really made me cross, was that I went there and I was upfront and honest and said, you know, look, I'm just curious about this, but I am an iPhone user, to which I was greeted with the remark, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, here's a message for you people at ScreenReader.net. Don't patronise me. You're going to alienate me. And you're going to alienate all the rest of your potential customers if you take that tone with them and try and patronise them for using another solution. It's a free market out there. People will vote with their wallets and they'll take their money elsewhere if you alienate them. So that's all I've got to say on that. The product itself, I thought, it had some pluses and minuses. Closed solution, again, is a good idea for people who aren't so tech savvy with mobiles and are scared of the thought of using a touchscreen. Yes, I think it's a good solution. Yes, I think it could work for them. But please, please, please get your marketing right and don't alienate your customers. I also looked at a few Braille displays, which I thought were of varying quality. The new Focus Braille displays are good in as much as they're small, they're lightweight, and they seem easy enough to use. Downside is they look like they were made in a toy factory, and I suspect possibly were made in a toy factory, and I don't like the Braille quality. So unless I was on a real budget, for me personally, I don't think I'd be going for one of those. The new Alva Braille display was a much better proposition, I would say. Well thought out, solidly made. A few idiosyncrasies with the buttons, but it is configurable in terms of the options you can have with it and how you... so you can add on an extra Braille input keyboard, for example, is one of the modules you can add. You can add a sound card so that you can have sound from coming out of one of the Braille display, so jaws coming out of your Braille display and the computer doing another thing. So if you were a musician using sound editing software, this would be quite a good idea for you. I liked it. It had its idiosyncrasies, but above all, the Braille quality was great. I also looked at the HumanWare Braille displays. As ever, very good, very intuitive to use. And if you're a Braille Note user, you will get on with one of these just famously. Other than that, I saw the iCan Experiences people who do gift experiences for visually impaired people, skydiving, hand gliding, you name it. And I saw the good people from Guide Dogs. Nice to catch up with some